This is episode number 61, A Mindset for Moving Up. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. I thank you so much for being here just to talk with me about a mindset for moving up. My name is Bethany Hansen, and I've been an educator for 25 years and a coach since 2016. I've really enjoyed working with people on meeting their potential, developing weaknesses into strengths, and learning to turn their strengths up or down, depending on the need and the situation. I have coached a lot of folks in academic and educational arenas, as well as business, technology, government, and a lot of other corporation type of entities. Whatever organization you're in or whatever you do for a living, I can guarantee that at some point we all do something called moving up. Moving up is about changing our status and our thoughts about ourselves and our responsibilities, and maybe even changing our official role. Moving up means we have left where we're at and we're doing something new. Maybe we got a promotion. Maybe we became a manager or changed jobs. Maybe we changed our specialty or our classification. Perhaps we changed cities entirely and it put us in a new game. Whatever it is, moving up means that we have left what we've been doing and we're going to do something new. And to us, in our minds, it feels like the something new is something much more challenging. Most of us believe that promotion or increased responsibilities means more pressure. We often believe that moving up means we need to show up better now, like we somehow need to flip a switch and just be a different, better human being. Chances are, if your moving up story is about promotion, there are two different kinds of things going on here. The first one is, it just might be that you're at a place where you're moving from being a doer all the time to being more of a thinker. In a lot of leadership and management roles, that is exactly what moving up means. We've been the one checking the box, doing things that create the results right there on the front lines of things. And now when we're moving up, we're starting to think about the vision, the direction, the goals we have professionally, the goals we have for our team, the goal we have for those people we lead or teach, the goals our organization has for all of us to move forward. There are so many more wheels in motion that we realize when we move up. And if you're transitioning between doer and thinker type of leadership, this is a really big transition to make. It involves mindset changing, where you see yourself as providing value for thinking and generating vision and leading people, and not always having to do every single thing. This is very important to your success and to managing your energy. I've seen a lot of doer type of roles transition into leadership type of roles for folks, and people will move up into these roles and continue to do those doer things they used to do. So instead of moving into a new role, they simply brought the old role with them and combined it with a new role. And now they're absolutely exhausted. They really think that their leaders and managers who promoted them expect them to do it all, when really they simply haven't figured out how to delegate, how to let go of their previous role, and how to embrace the new role of the thinker vision type of leader and less of the doer. Another type of moving up might be if you're an educator, you're now teaching different subject matter. Maybe you went from part-time to full-time. Whatever changed in your capacity or in your role, this kind of idea also generates an intensely high level of pressure for you. A lot of that pressure might come from within. We have this sense that because we got promoted or because we made a change, so much more is demanded of us now. And sometimes we compensate for those feelings by actually putting in more time, spending much more effort, and thinking we suddenly have to be like a brand new human being with all new sets of skills just to hit this new challenge. The truth is, for anyone, whether you're in a corporate organization or a business place or an educational institution or a government entity, regardless of your role, when you're moving up, you're also letting go of some of your previous role. letting go successfully will allow you to save some energy. It will allow you to function well in your new role, and it will help you to immediately squish those unrealistic expectations you might otherwise develop for yourself. Now, earlier in this podcast, I mentioned that there were two kinds of things going on here, and the first one could be that maybe you're moving from a doer to a thinker type of role. The second kind is that we have a competing set of values happening. A lot of times we look at people in a leadership position, especially a leadership position far above where we are, and we have certain thoughts about people who fill that role. We have beliefs about what it takes to be that kind of a person or what it would take to fill the role. And then because our brains are constantly problem solving, we spend a lot of our time evaluating the people serving in those positions. We constantly see them and judge what they're doing for better or for worse. We might look at how they show up and think they have a lot of presence or they lack some presence. We look at how they deliver things and communicate. We look at how things are on time or not on time. And we're constantly looking at those roles and those people who fill them, and we have a lot of beliefs about those things. We have a set of values that we attach to those beliefs. Our values might be things like a person in a higher up position needs to be very professional. We might believe a value is that these people ought to put people first. We also might value the type of communication they give. People in certain roles should communicate a certain way. Whatever our beliefs and our values are about leadership and leadership roles, we're going to take those with us when we move up. So in our mindset for moving up, we may be transitioning in the types of things we do, and our thinking needs to go with it, like doer to thinker type of changes. But we also bring with us those hidden values, what we think that position really means. We also know ourselves pretty well. So we're looking at ourselves, and we're looking at the new role, and that's why we think we suddenly have to show up differently. We might be judging ourselves more harshly than we need to, thinking that we are not as articulate in our communication, or maybe we're not as responsible in the way we deliver messaging. Maybe our strength is in other areas from someone else who's served in that role, and we think we have to be just like them to serve in the role. I have news for you that's kind of nice. In this article, Leadership That Gets Results by Daniel Goleman, there is a lot of good stuff that shows there are more ways to lead than we realize. We don't all have to be the charismatic authoritarian leader. We don't all have to be the dictator type of leader. We don't all have to be the democratic type of leader who lets everybody vote. And we don't all have to be the pace setter who's perfect at doing the job as well as leading others through it. There are many ways to lead. We can bring our own strengths. We can bring our own abilities and our own mindset with us into that new role. As we're moving up, two different things are going to help us out the most, wrapping our mindset around this new position or role. The first one is our values. Yes, that very same thing I mentioned a few minutes ago that could sabotage our sense of self in a new role. We might value something in the role, yes, but we bring with us a set of values that's been with us for a pretty long time. For example, some people value relationships and they prioritize those. And some people value deadlines and task completion and they prioritize those. Whatever your values are, you're going to bring those with you as you're moving up. And you're going to be able to show up uniquely because we don't all value the same things. Some leaders were successful because of the values they brought, and you will be successful too because of your values. The second thing that's really going to help you in moving up is to learn and think about your strengths. You have many strengths, and we all have different strengths. You can either underutilize them, do them in a way that fits you, or overutilize them. When you're in the sweet spot of using your strengths and building on your lesser strengths to make them come out more into the strength category, whenever you're doing those things, you're going to be showing up uniquely in a way that only you can. For example, let's just say you have a strength of spirituality. That particular strength has to do with meaning and purpose. If you bring a sense of meaning and purpose into the workplace, you're going to be able to connect everything that's going on to the higher purpose of your team, your role, or your organization. This is going to help the job be more satisfying and fulfilling to you. It also might be a great way to unite your team. Another strength you might have is gratitude. Not everyone thinks to send a thank you note or express gratitude when someone's done something great. If this is a strength you have, this is something you might bring into the everyday workplace. Bringing your strengths, knowing what they are, and fulfilling your strengths in a way that really represents you well is a great way to show up as you're moving up in a way that brings you and doesn't make you a carbon copy of someone else. The mindset for moving up really has to do with embracing what might be holding you back, like those conflicting values, and then moving forward in a way that brings your values and your strengths into the new situation. If you embrace moving up in these ways, where you can show up as your authentic self, you're going to have all the better chance of success and a much more positive experience as well. All we have to do is watch a movie like Cool Runnings. That one was about the Jamaican bobsled team. And that Jamaican bobsled team initially wanted to copy people. So they saw this Swiss team, and in the film, you see them copying the Swiss. They want to count off the same way in the same language. They want to jump into the cart the same way in the same language. And for a while, they do get some good results, just like we will when we work with a mentor, when we adopt some new strategies that work for others that we think might work for us. Some of them might actually stick and do work for us. Others won't. And just like in the film with the Jamaican bobsled team, and the film was called Cool Runnings, this group eventually struck out on their own and had their own unique ideas. The Jamaican bobsled team then brought their sense of rhythm, their sense of music, their sense of cultural identity. They brought all of that into their work, and eventually they were able to perform at a very high level and one that represented them uniquely. That's a great example of how we can show up. We can embrace moving up by learning from others, by learning the role, by getting mentors and coaches, and also by bringing our own values and strengths into the workplace. At some point, we'll be able to decide which things work for us, which things don't, and where we'd like to develop further. But along the way, we're going to reduce our anxiety, reduce that drive to overwork, and reduce that increased sense of pressure. And instead, we're going to see ourselves in a pretty positive light while we're making the best efforts we possibly can. And of course, when you're feeling good about your work, you have the best chance of being successful at it. Thank you again for being with me today in the Mindset for Life podcast for episode number 61, Moving Up. I hope you found something useful for your own role or your own work this week, and I wish you all the best in being the best version of you. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.